It is.
So. 3, 2, 1. Good morning, Magic 100 listeners and Forsyth Cable viewers. You've tuned in to the Reporter on the Air. I am Will. He is Don. He is Richard. And we're the three guys that
I think we ought to be called the Three Amigos.
I like that. You know, we could wear sombreros one day and like have serve El Tejado salsa.
That's right.
We'd have a big old time.
I think we need to be known as the Three Amigos.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Richard, is that past your time? He's too just a young buck. He missed out on the great Chevy Chase, Dana. No. Yeah, Dana Carvey.
I don't remember.
And Steve Martin. Fantastic movie.
Yes, I know.
And he'd say, look, guys, there's a mail plane. And they say, well, how do you know it's a mail plane? And he said, well, I won't say what he said, but he did not mean the Postal Service.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Although you both were on vacation and enjoying catching Spanish mackerel, but dude hadn't told me yet what he did at the beach. He's being very secretive about it. You know, I had lunch with him yesterday, and he didn't talk about his trip to the beach much. You know, so anyway, I didn't get to go on vacation yet.
Well, you need to go.
I know.
It's summertime. Summertime is halfway over. And school starts less than a month from now.
Hey, August the 5th?
3rd?
Before that, I think.
2nd or 3rd. It's the earliest
I think it's ever started. Here's a question to you both. Richard, when did schools let out and when did school start?
School started in mid-August, I think. Maybe late August. About the 20th, usually, when I was in high school. And it let out around May 25th or 26th.
What about you, Rick?
About the same. It always started after Labor Day.
And
it's still that way in North Carolina, but Georgia's... and I think the reason is, Don, they try to finish that first semester before Christmas. You know, so they divide up the year, but... Because kids forget everything over the Christmas holiday, supposedly.
How long do they have for Christmas? Two weeks,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Come on.
There's a problem, right?
There's your problem right there. How long do you get? And then you got spring break, you got fall break.
Break,
yeah. But interesting.
We had about 3 weeks for Christmas when I was in school.
Yeah, they get more than two. That's usually two,
ridiculous.
Two and a half.
Ridiculous. My mother was a school teacher, and I've told you all this, for 34 years. And finally, she just couldn't tolerate it anymore. She said, bye.
Yeah. All a mess.
Let's talk about the paper.
Well, lots of report. Where do we start?
Well, let's start with some good news first. There's a warehouse may locate. We may have another business.
Well, we have an update.
Uh-oh. We lost it.
I was told. The morning the paper came out, I got a call from the Development Authority president. And he says, well, we didn't make the cut. So, we are still in the running
No
fireball. Fireball has been dislodged from the mouth. It was simply too hot. But we do have we're on the cusp. It's a good word. We're on the cusp of landing a refrigerated distribution warehouse,
I've heard this for 40 years.
I'm just the reporter man.
I know you are.
Don't shoot the messenger.
You've heard it too. So where is it going to locate?
Right there next to Five Below. So you can go down there.
Where's the concrete plant?
Well, there's two concrete plants. There's one being built over there behind Etheridge Heating and Air.
Okay.
They're already started. I'm going to take a picture there tomorrow. And then there is another concrete plant being built in the industrial park next to Head Heating and Air. Both next to Heating. So, yeah, we're full of concrete.
You know what we're going to be known as, the concrete capital of Georgia.
The concrete jungle.
That's right. But anyway, that I want to start off sort of positive, but...
To burst your bubble.
Yeah.
But I had to give that up.
That was the one positive story of the four.
Thank God. Hey, we needed it on Tuesday, so it served its purpose.
Can you believe the audacity of somebody stealing a church van? They are surely going to hell when they die.
That's pretty stupid.
I think it is too.
And
they ever found the van yet?
I don't think so. As of this recording on Thursday, I don't believe they found it. But the just incredible thing is that they sat there in the dark, I guess, and shaved off the letters from the van and left them on the ground, just brazen.
According to your story, these vans have a what they call, I guess, a hot motor, a real big motor or something, and that's That's a hot cellar.
Yeah, you can. they apparently don't have the keys, so they didn't have the keys, so they had to hot wire it and got on down the road. So, hey, it's the. Diane did a nice job investigating. She discovered that there are three Methodist church vans that have been stolen in the last couple of months. I don't know what it is.
You know what? I think it's all the Baptist.
Might be.
The Baptist, maybe.
Or maybe the Methodist vans are just really high quality. You know, they got that Methodist money, you know? I don't know.
A lot of money in the Methodist church.
There you go.
Dude, what church you go to?
I'm Methodist. We have a sweet van.
You better make sure it's still there.
How many vans you got?
Mercer guards it for us.
You might want to park it in the gym.
No, we have Mercer security out 24 hours.
Do you really?
Our van. Yeah.
That says
what church you go to? Will?
I go to New Providence Baptist Church.
Well, you know, I've been going now for the last five Sundays. I've been going to Perrin.
Terrific.
And it's a neat little church.
How's their van?
Sir,
they
don't have a van. They have a wagon and a mule.
Okay,
Don, we have a group called the Wisdom Warriors that go down to pick a place to go like once a month. Church, you might want to join them. They're about your age.
Where do you go?
They go. Sometimes they go to Buckner's. Sometimes they go to Warm Springs.
I can do all that myself.
They must have a van.
But you would gain wisdom from these fellow warriors. You know, see.
I could probably expound.
Yes,
I could give them some
impart
wisdom.
Some wisdom.
I give them some wisdom.
Yeah. Preacher Don.
That's interesting. But anyway, and the other one that you got me on, I'm sorry.
I knew this would get you.
That self-defense convicted killer. Oh, come on.
Well, he kind of argued that during his trial, too, but he got shot down then, so I'm kind of thinking that's what's going to happen again.
This is grasping at straws, you know, if you're...
But this appeal will go on forever.
I know.
I can say something real ugly, but
I still can't believe he didn't get the death penalty.
I can't either.
And you know what? We have to blame the Upson County jury, right?
Yep.
Or Richard, did the prosecution not prove its case? Do you think there was any lack of
the man shot and killed a deputy. What other evidence?
Yeah.
Hey, the man shot and killed a deputy. What other evidence do you want?
Yeah. But we remember, Richard and I remember the years of appeals leading up to his trial where he always needed they had to go buy a recliner from Farmer's Furniture for him and give him.
Then he didn't use it. It lasted like one more trip to court.
They gave it back to the county, I think. Put it in, Chairman Tablet's office, probably.
They've got it displayed now. out in the sheriff's office.
The calmer recliner.
Yeah, but that was just unbelievable. I just. It's just like these people in Atlanta, just this morning in the Macon papers talking about somebody shot and killed. I'm sorry. I got to get over that. Change the subject.
All right. Well, Richard did a nice story about the First Lady of Mary Persons Football.
Oh my gosh.
Mary Linda Pitts, who passed away. Oh. And Richard, you found some neat tidbits. I guess you talked to Carol Ann, her daughter.
I did.
Didn't Carol Ann used to work for you?
Yes, great lady.
It's strange how I had that connection.
Yeah, it worked out well. So, what were some things you found out? You know, most people know
something
Dan Pitts.
Unique.
Dan Pitts is known around the state, but you found out some neat things about her and her life. Being a coach's wife is not an easy thing. So, what did you discover?
Most interesting thing was that when he had an 0-10 season in 1961, they kind of had to agree as a family that he needed to spend more time working on football. Mrs. Pitts, Mary Linda Pitts, decided to take over a lot of the behind the scenes, raising the family, and some of the, I'm sure a lot of the kids probably came over to their house for dinner and stuff like that, but she took over a lot of the
Was it 1960
stuff.
That they were 0-10?
61.
It
was his third year, I think, as coach. Wow. And he was young right out of college, so he might not have had staying power.
They fired my grandfather here for going 6-4. Yeah. So they were a little more patient, and it paid off.
I covered football at Mary Persons for the years that I owned the reporter. And Dan Pitts... To watch him, he was very seldom did you see him jump up and down, yell and scream. But I'll tell you a funny story. There was a gentleman here who was real well known until recently. I saw him grab the face mask on that guy and just yell at him right there. And so the only time I saw him get upset was Bill Bazemore. But It was.
And boy, I don't know if anybody looks up to Dan Pitts more than Bill Bazemore. It's funny that that happened, but.
Well, that was, you know, that was high school, a long time ago.
The other thing that, that you learned from reading Richard's article is that, well, and we kind of touched on this, but that she made it her habit that she didn't comment on any, she didn't question any coaching decisions, which probably helped.
Do you believe that?
Which
she couldn't see it. She looked down. She never watched the play. I said she hit her hand, her head, and her hands almost every play. While
Coach Pitts was coaching. That helped the domestic tranquility.
We're not saying it correctly, you know. Co-Pitts.
The other interesting thing that I didn't include in the story was that the one who did the grandson, Kid Burdett, who did the eulogy, is by far the quietest of the three grandchildren that they have. But he'd written a poem the night before she died, and the family wanted him to share it with everybody. So he was willing to stand up there in front of 1,000 people and tell about his grandma.
Where was the funeral held?
First Baptist. Amber Brooks did it.
Wow.
So she'll be missed. And
she was a lady. She was a Southern lady.
She was a true Southern lady. And I thought...
You know, she just had her knee replaced, by the way, by the same doctor that did my knee replacement.
Well, as Richard said in his story, she kind of... she was able to spend her last weekend on the earth in a... Well, not her last week, but before she had a stroke, she was able to go to a party for Joe Evans, a birthday banker that turned 70 years old.
Did you get invited to that?
I made the cut. And then on the next day, she went to the Sports Hall of Fame banquet where...
had that stroke that night,
and,
didn't she?
Yeah, and then she fell ill. But she spent it with her family, with people she loved, and she will be missed. And everybody needs to rally around Coach Pitts because we're more appreciate him. It'll be very hard on him. Obviously, she was his partner in life.
Yes. Well, let's Richard and I covered the internet expansion.
That was great. Fun time.
So, did they expand it? Could they just take a vote? I make a motion we expand the internet.
I'm surprised
it
didn't.
About
last year. But you know,
so it's done, $700,000. Right? So it has been done. So what is that?
Hey, Richard, how is your county going to spend $700,000 for internet expansion?
We don't know yet, and they're still being talked about. As Commissioner Tapley's pointed out that it would take $40 million to satisfy everybody, and they only have $700,000.
Well,
he's not sure exactly how.
Maybe they should set up an internet cafe.
I mean, they tried to up at High Falls. That was one of Mommy's ideas. Yeah. It turned out they couldn't get internet out there.
That's right.
They're putting one in Culloden.
Well, you know, get in.
That'll be the 700.
I want to do AT&T keeps sending you this stuff that says, "Hey, get internet." Well, I got it. I called them, and AT&T came out, and guess what? Nope, I can't get it.
Don't qualify.
No, the tower is 15 feet too far away.
Oh, man. Why don't you just move your house?
Well, okay. Where you're living at, what kind of internet service do you
have? We have DSL. It's okay. It's not terrible. Not great.
What company?
AT&T.
Yeah.
Well, when we made an offer on the house, we said, we will pay you this for the house. And under the conditions that you transfer your DSL account to us, because if you shut it down, it's gone forever.
I had to fight that battle with a friend of mine. You know,
it's awful.
Terry Smith said, "Hey, all right, you got 15 minutes.
Go."
And she had to do something in 15 minutes because Terry said, "If you don't do it, you're lost. You'll never get it back."
Well, let's go back to this meeting that you guys attended. What did you learn about? Did you learn anything y'all didn't know about internet expansion?
No. The only thing, you know,
there's new laws.
There's some new laws. But that ain't going to help. You know,
you don't think the EMCs are going to be able to ramp up their offerings?
No. EMC has had the opportunity now for 10 years to do something about it, and they've done nothing.
What about Jim Bond? Is he, for like cable, got any plans? I read in the story where he said they were looking to expand it.
That's down in the southern part of the county. Am I right, Richard?
He didn't say that, but I think that's probably more likely.
But you know, if you went to the meeting, it was almost discouraging to hear the people that were there from the internet providers say, you know, it's going to cost $40 million, you know.
The people at the meeting didn't look real happy with what they heard, just from the pictures.
I think it's because they were told not to say anything until everyone had finished talking. See, me and Don missed the real fireworks. We had to go upstairs to the actual meetings.
No, we didn't miss the fireworks. We got into some more fireworks. Okay,
well, there were different kinds of fireworks, but,
there was
silence for the first hour until all the
they had to the listen to their spiels. That would kind of drain the energy out of me, too.
Well, it was really, I mean, I hate to say it, it's just... discouraging is probably not the right word, but I don't think it's going to happen in some of those people that were there's lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, EMC has the power to do it right now, but EMC's, again, say it's so much money. How much was it? How much was it a mile? 40,000?
46,000 is what David Reynolds said.
46,000.
They all had different pricing options that they...
What I don't understand is why. What is pole rental space? I don't understand.
You can rent space on a pole?
What is it? How does that work, Richard?
I'm not an expert on it, but to be able to add additional wires to an existing pole, you have to rent a portion of the pole to do it.
Yeah.
And then whatever that company that owns the pole wants to charge,
that's what you're going to have to do. Well, you know, what's the cable cable company down in Macon? It was so big.
Zito.
What now?
Zito or Cox? No.
Cox.
Cox.
I don't think
They look real seriously at Monroe County. They just look. But the city sort of threw a cog into their wishes because the city told Cox, this is how much it's going to cost to run your line on our city poles.
Yeah. See, I think the power companies might can do it because they already own the pole.
Yeah.
I think it's way more likely now that the power companies...
Okay. Here's a rumor I've heard. I don't know if this is true. That Verizon, which has the biggest cellular footprint in Monroe County, more than AT&T probably... that they may soon have the capability to provide this high-speed internet.
I think it's fantastic.
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, of course, if you have...
The legislature, as was pointed out, you know, the legislature has... They passed some laws or enacted laws or whatever to encourage the people to do it, but I just don't think... I don't think EMCs right now... can see how they can make a profit off of providing internet to Monroe County.
Yeah, you're probably right. There are some EMCs in other parts of the state. We used to live in Cleveland, Georgia, and the EMC up there does offer internet. Now, I don't know how much they offer, but it's...
Dahlonega, Georgia, I think, is the same way. You know?
EMC can do it.
Yeah, EMC did.
But as Commissioner Tapley pointed out to me, and he's right, I mean, no matter how fast they get it, somebody's going to want it faster. And no matter how much it costs, somebody's going to want it cheaper. So even if they have the capability of doing it, it's not going to please the same people who are upset they don't have it at all right now. They won't like the quality of what they get. So,
well,
let's go back to the county commission meeting again.
Do we have to?
The new fire station, baby.
Yeah, what? And Don knows this. What this story didn't reflect is how long that took to come to that.
So it was just okay. Let's do this.
It was 45 minutes, probably.
Yeah, at least 45 minutes. About 25. It was Larry Evans.
I timed it. It was about 25.
Larry Evans.
He didn't want
tar. He wanted tar.
Tar.
Yeah.
Because he could save money.
Yeah. Well, that's what he kept saying. Above budget of what was allocated for it, but I mean, they're already.
Whose fault is that?
Well, that's what he's trying to fix that now.
Yeah.
He's trying to fix his problem. He's trying to clean up his mess. Get him a litter box.
Ambrose was with him for a long time. This is one of the first times they've ever teamed up.
But Ambrose's mind changed and he voted, you know, for it. But, you know, this was a very classic example that I thought the county manager form of government would resolve. Micromanaging.
Mm-hmm.
And for 45 minutes, it was the epitome of micromanaging.
Well, when you're spending almost $400,000, that's probably something that commissioners should be micromanaging more than the $10,000, $12,000 buying a car.
It's just like when they were talking micromanaging, it reminded me so much when they got into an argument about what size pipe to use over at the recreation department. Yeah. And that just
round and round they went.
Yeah, and this was it.
The biggest problem was this: was if they didn't do it, Hedges said it's going to be like 6 weeks behind where they already are, about a year behind or two years behind.
That's right.
And
When are we going to occupy this fire station now? Does this catapult the project
sooner than we would have?
You have a contest. The one that picks the date that the fire station is going to be finished and be occupied will win what?
Well, I think on
free subscription.
On his sheet that he gave us of the $1.9 million that's going to cost, I think the last payment's going to be in November. So I'm assuming they're targeting the end of the year, beginning of next year.
Well, there's no doubt we need it. I mean, I drive by that Montpelier Road station, our central station. It looks like a lean-to.
Have they done anything to improve Montpelier Road yet?
No, it looks like it's terrible.
That was in the failed T-spot.
There's no shoulder. It's just terrible.
Was Larry Evans in charge of that?
That's his district.
Okay, he was in charge.
But yeah, like Richard said, they'll blame the voters for not approving T-Splice. And they'll probably blame them again in November when it fails for a third time. But we'll see.
I want to compliment y'all, and in particular the Peggy, and I want to compliment the hospital authority for the advertising campaign that y'all are doing for the hospital. I mean, I think it's absolutely perfect. But, you know, hospital finances slump in May. Well, you're going to have that. You know, just get over it.
Yeah. You could copy that headline from any year for the last 30 years.
That's right.
But
I think the hospital, and again, I say this, I've been around on this hospital thing since 1972. The hospital is going in the right direction, you know, in my opinion.
Well, in other news this week, you know, this is kind of a neat story. I enjoyed reading about Eva Persons and what she's meant to, what she has meant to the environmental movement and getting, helping the endangered animals.
Right.
She's just a lady, a matriarch of Monroe County, been around here so long and has done so much.
Leroy Powell, you don't remember Leroy Powell. He was a commentator on Channel 5 in Atlanta. And she and Leroy were close friends. And she and Leroy would come out and we'd sit on my front porch. And it was just really, anyway, what would you call her, an ecologist?
Yeah, an environmentalist. She loves animals. Yeah. She loves the outdoors and loves to fish. She loves to, I guess she's a hunter too, but she's been an outdoors woman her whole life. And it's good to see her being honored in this way.
That's right.
Other things that are...
For y'all being out of town, y'all sure did have a newsy newspaper.
We find it. I was going to mention this weekend opens the play, and Don...
I got tickets.
Did you ever...
I'm going Friday. Good. I went Friday night.
Good. Did you like it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was spooky.
Yeah, it was very scary.
I grew up... You know, those of us who grew up on TBS, which is all we ever watched, you had... They had Sanford and Son, the Jeffersons, Andy Griffith, and the Addams Family. It was one of the classic shows they showed again and again. And
what was, you remember the hand that used to come out?
Oh, yeah, and Cousin It had the long hair out. Thing was the hand, right?
Thing was the hand, yeah. We need to ask Thing, you know.
I wonder if they'll have Thing in the play. Well, find out for us. Tell us after Friday if they had Thing. Or if they had Cousin It. You know, she always had the big hair. Wednesday. And Morticia. Morticia was the wife.
You ever watched that stuff?
A few times. A little before my time.
One of the greatest theme songs and intro songs.
Gotcha.
They're spooky and they're funny. They have a lot of money.
But you know what? You got a picture there of the cast. You know, they got a heck of a cast.
They got quite a makeup job, too.
No kidding.
So go check out. If you haven't made plans yet, Friday night, Saturday night. Here the Sunday, you're going to have to go Friday, Saturday, or next Sunday. And matinee
is
2 o'clock on Sunday.
Stop the press. You got a little tiny headline on page 1B, which you got to explain. Won't your own home apply now with Habitat? Explain that.
Habitat for Humanity. Tammy Raffer-Zeter, local lady. She's in charge of local Habitat and works very hard to raise money and try to help people to... Because they have to... You know, you have to raise several tens of thousands of dollars to do a home.
Well, this is the first time that the local Habitat is offering building a home.
Yeah.
Wasn't Jimmy Carter involved in that one time?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. But anyway, if you would like to, if you have a job, I think you have to have a job, and you have to have some income. But if you're interested, give them a call. Look at this week's paper, and it gives you information about how to get in touch with them. Applications are due up to August 15th, so you've got a couple of weeks to get that in. And hey, there's nothing more fun than coming. I've been to one of these ribbon cuttings over there on Maya Street one time, where they dedicate a home. They pray for the family. They celebrate this new home, and so
I think it's just fantastic too.
Now, Don, are you planning? Well, I know you got the play on Friday, but are you going to make time this weekend to go up to Johnstonville Road to check out the SRIM Center with Guru Puranima being here?
They want me. I'm going to be wearing my Hindu costume.
Oh gosh, I want to get a picture of that.
So I won't be recognized
undercover.
Is that this weekend?
Yes, this weekend up in Northern Monroe County.
How many people?
Thousands. I went up there.
One
February, I went up there to take some pictures, and they had more kites than you have ever seen in your life.
Did you smell incense?
Yes.
Are you sure it was incense?
I didn't ask, but it did seem like incense.
You think it was incense?
I think it was. Okay. I think it was. I can't say it wasn't incense.
All right, well, let's go to the city of Versailles.
Okay, yeah, let's go to the city of Versailles.
Your headline again, do speed bumps help?
I thought that was interesting because I think there's some truth to that. There's kind of the reverse psychology.
Right.
And some city council members are wondering if, you know, they put in speed bumps here on Johnston Street in town, and they haven't seen a great deal of reduction in speeding.
No.
Which I...
What do you do?
I don't like speed bumps.
You speed like crazy, and then you see a speed bump, and you slow down.
And then speed
as soon
back
as
up.
You get over the speed bump, what do you do? Hit the boom, 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 zoom again.
Yeah. So they're getting complaints, and I don't know if there's really a solution. I think it's just the nature.
Yeah, there is a solution.
Oh, yeah? Please enlighten us.
Thank you very much. You said it. Say it out loud so these people out there in radio land can hear it.
Enlighten us.
It's the police department.
Oh. Yeah, you mentioned the police department near Collin this week. What was that about? You had an interaction with the police chief.
The police chief was talking about how they were trying to patrol and how many were patrolling. And I asked him a very simple question. I said, how many patrolmen do you have patrolling at night? And you know his answer. I'm not going to reveal that information. It might tip off the criminals. What?
That's interesting.
Not a ton would be the answer.
What now?
Not a ton would be the
That's
answer.
That's right.
I'm thinking one because I drive the city a lot at night.
Well, so. You know, I've told you all this before, and I'm on, and again because this has come up, and this, you know, when a couple of downtown stores, what was this, a couple of years ago, got busted into?
Yeah.
Well, when I was here, and every night a city cop. Would walk around the square checking doors with his flashlight, and you know, he would come to the reporter office just to check on it. When was the last time you seen a cop, Versailles cop, walking a beat in Versailles?
They come by here a few times, usually only one.
That's because somebody called him on
That's
you.
Right, usually. call me on.
You got called on.
Called out. Anything else in your column, Don, that you want to cover? You talked a lot about the 4th of July. You talked about the internet meeting and a lot of bills you had shared.
I've told Richard, you know, I encourage you all out there in radio and TV land, if you want to see where your county tax money goes, go to the Monroe County website and go to the finance department, and you can see where we're spending all our money. You know? So then, you know, I find it very interesting. What I try to do in my column is point out the exorbitant stuff that we're spending.
Yeah.
You know, when you spend over $1 million a month in paying bills, you need to know where it's going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, we have a couple things on the horizon. In August, qualifying for our city council and mayor races is coming up. And,
who all's the mayor?
The mayor, Mayor Eric Wilson, will be up for re-election. And then a couple of council members, let's see.
Chris Hewitt?
I think Chris Hewitt maybe.
I will support his opposition.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you heard it here. You heard it here.
I think John Howard
first.
Should be up too because he's filling the expired term of Dexter King.
Dexter King, okay.
I will support his opposition also.
And there's one more. We'll have to look into that. It may be Mike Dodd. but I don't know that for sure.
No, I don't think it's Mike.
Not Mike.
He was the last one.
Well, you've got our old buddy, Mark Melvin Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's Melvin.
Don't think he's up.
We'll find out and let you know those people out
okay,
there.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Just stay by the radio. We'll come back.
We're going to keep you in the state of suspenders.
We're out of time. That's 30 minutes is up. Have a good week, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to The Reporter on the Air.